long ago. Janie was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move.
Against the wind, still running, against the wind. Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Well, today's message is your pastor could possibly be going to hell and trying to take you with him. Yes, today's message is your pastor could possibly be going to hell and trying to take you with him. Well, you know, as today in 2016, that Satan has taken over our government. Satan has literally taken over our government, and Satan has taken over our churches today. You know that. And yes, our government has turned into one big cult. And yes, your church has turned into a cult with these cult-like practices has entered and infiltrated the church, and where more the congregation is less Jesus worshipers and more pastor worship. And so now there's no power in the church anymore. But I want you to think about something and how Satan can easily move into the pulpit position in the church. It is because of the universities, the Christian universities have made it easier for you to get a degree or a diploma. So whether the degree is in the institution, whether it's an online degree, an honorary degree, they've made it very, very easy now for you to get some kind of ministerial or pastoral degree. It's very easy today for Satan to go through the channels to pick up the degree, and the way the system is run and how it's networked, you need to understand it's really easy for Satan to move into the pulpits of American churches. Because of the way the systems run. So, your pastor could possibly be going to hell because he easily slipped in through the system. He easily slipped in, easily got his degree, easily lied his way to the pulpit. It happens all the time. And believe it or not, we got Satan and his demons on the pulpit in the church today, running and controlling the church. But this is nothing new, because this happened in Jesus' days also, when Satan took over the church and they turned the church into a money-making machine, and that's why Jesus said, you guys are a bunch of robbers, because they are gambling in the church. So it's nothing new that the church gets hijacked by evil. Just like our government is now at a crossroads. Will we follow Satan or Jesus? We've been hijacked by a cult-like mentality. The same thing that is happening in the church has been hijacked by a cult-like mentality to deceive the masses. If you really think about this, think about how many universities out there that can offer you a diploma in the ministry. There's more diplomas being produced than actually churches to be preached at. Just like there's more diplomas being produced than places to work. Okay? They're called diploma mills now. And there's more diplomas being given to people than jobs. Why? Because the educational system is a multi-billion-dollar business. People are, and this is the same with Christian universities. So you need to understand that your pastor could possibly be going to hell and trying to take you with him. I said possibly. I'm not saying he is or she. I'm saying he could be. So you need to understand that Satan thirsts for power and his goal is to hijack the church. And you need to understand that today. And this is why you should know the Bible independently And this is why you should know the Word of God yourself, because Satan is on the pulpit in America in 2016. And he got there by conniving his way through the system. Sort of like politicians. It's the same principle. They lie their way. They connive their way. They manipulate their way to get into the position, and once they get there, now they exercise power and control, and they want to just suck your money. But we need to be very careful, because the Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 1, don't be in any rush to become a teacher or preacher, my friends. Preaching is a highly responsible work, or teaching, and teachers are held to a very strict standard. And so the Bible says, look, all you preachers out there, you need to be very careful, because you got a high, high responsibility. And it's something that you don't take lightly. So, back in the day, there were many teachers or rabbis among the Jews. All of them believing that they had the truth. All of them believing that disciples would follow them. But there was a caution to such a person. That sometimes people think they're called when they're never really called. So there are multitudes out there whom God has never called and never can call, because He simply never qualified them to the work, who earnestly wish to get into the pastor's or the priest rabbi's office. They were never qualified to get into that work. But see, we've created a system that made it so easy, and it doesn't matter if you're called. It just matters if you will go get a degree, then we'll get you in the denomination or in our church. And they've connived their way, and now your pastor could possibly be going to hell and taking you with him. And so the Bible says here in James chapter 3, 1, there should not be many teachers. Don't rush into the preaching. Don't rush into the teaching. And it's a very highly responsible work, and teachers are held to the strictest standards. Now, not only are you going to be judged here, but you're also going to be judged by God at a much higher and more strict. So very much take caution before you really feel like you're the called one. So there's many multitudes that was never called, who thought they were called. God never qualified them to the work, but they earnestly sought the office of the priest. And so we have many masters or many so-called people who undertake this position, and they want to show us the way to salvation, and they themselves, they know nothing of the way, and they themselves are unsaved themselves. Yes, they're found among all descriptions of Christians and have been the means of bringing the ministerial office into contempt. And their case is awful. But the Bible says that they shall receive greater condemnation than even common sinners. They have not only sinned by thrusting themselves into that office, to which God has never called them, but through their insufficiency, the flocks over whom they have in charge of, or they assume mastery over, they perish for lack of knowledge, and their blood will God's requirement as the watchman's hand. And so God says this, that you are going to receive a greater condemnation than even common sinners. I mean, you who are on the pulpit today that are literally demonic, as you're trying to save souls, and your soul is never saved, and you were never called by God, God said He's going to judge you worse than the common sinner. So I would recommend that not everybody who feels like they're called to the ministry, they got to be very careful. But the greedy college institutions who just rip you off with your money, they just want your money. Okay? So they don't care if you're called. You can take all the courses you want, and we will pave the way. And so this is how a lot of people are now destroying the church. And this is why there's so much corruption in the church today. And your pastor should possibly be leading you to hell. He is possibly leading you to hell and taking you with him. And so the Bible says that the man may have this mastery according to the law of the land and yet not have it according to the gospel. Another may affect it to have according to the gospel because his descents are from the religion of the state. That means he was born into it, or he was born into it. For an example, he was born into a Christian home. Doesn't make him automatically qualified, and so he might have a descent into a religious background, but not according to Christ, Jesus Christ. So blockheads are common, and hypocrites have been found everywhere. So James here is discouraging those, be very careful before you decide to go into the ministry. Some translation says, not many of you shall become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged by God with greater strictness. And God is strict, greater than the sinner. Yes, your pastor could possibly be going to hell and trying to take you with him. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you that, guys. I use the key possibly because I'm not saying he is, or I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you're probably going to hell because you love your pastor more than Jesus, and he is going to lead you to the pit of hell. You did not even bother to open up your Bible and to study it yourself. Instead, you were like a sheep going to the slaughter. Every Sunday, you went into the cult-like mindset. You were taking control of. Your mind was being controlled by this demonic demon who called himself a priest or a preacher, and his goal was only to destroy you, to take your wealth and your health. Come on, somebody. I just want to tell you something. Yet your pastor is probably going to hell and taking you with him. So James discouraged any who might have been qualified for such work that they should not be teachers. And he wanted to remind us of the responsibilities rather to deter you from your duties. I'm here to tell you, James here was not trying to discourage you from going on to be a minister, to going on, but to realize that you have a responsibility. And this is a great responsibility. And this ain't something you should take lightly. But he wanted to caution because of the circumstances that were involved. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you act like you're better than me. And I know you are better than me. But that's not even to the point that we're talking about right now. What I'm trying to tell you, if you put your iPhone down and get off your iPad and get back to the original Bible that actually had words on it. Come on, somebody. What I'm trying to tell you is your pastor could possibly be leading you to hell and taking you with him. Oh, I know. You're so holy. But that's not what we're talking about here. And so here what we have what the Bible says, that many of James' readers, they came out of Judaism. And so a lot of them came out of a religious background. A lot of them were born into this religious family. They came out of Judaism. And so just like the Apostle Paul, and so all of a sudden they thought that they were qualified because they were from this family of teachers, and they were from these ceremonies of the Mosaic Law, and they went to church. Oh, come on, somebody. And even though they were being, James was warning them, just because you came from Judaism, and just because that you came from a family of teachers, this doesn't automatically qualify you to this position of the priest. And so these teachers, they became great corruptors. These teachers, they corrupted Christianity. And so some of them turned aside unto vain talking, desiring to be teachers of the law, though they understood neither what they say nor thereof what they affirmed. They didn't know anything. Oh, they wanted to be teachers. They wanted to be preachers. They came from the family of the church. They came from this family or that family. And James was saying, hey, man, this is a big responsibility. I mean, you come from a family of religion. We're here talking about Jesus. You're not, you might be from religion, but you're not for Jesus Christ. And we see in history and how the church has been taken over by a den of robbers. Come on, somebody. In 1 Timothy chapter 1:7, the Bible says, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they did not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they were confident assertions of. So they wanted to be teachers of the law. They wanted to be priests or pastors, and they didn't know anything. But they assumed, because they came from Judaism, and they assumed that they went through ceremonies of the Mosaic Law, that somehow that they were qualified. Do you know what our society, how you are qualified today to be a preacher in our society? Get a 4-year degree now. And that is the biggest lie. To be called to be a preacher now, all you need is a 4-year degree. Yep. They don't care if you're really, truly qualified, if Jesus really did call you. They don't care about that. But I want to tell each and every one of you today that you need to really be careful. And if you're called by the Lord and you know it, great. But if you think, if you're there because you want power or money, I'm here to tell you real Christians are not going to get power and they're not going to get a lot of money. These are the counterfeit satanic demons. And I'm also here to tell you, you could be starting for Jesus in your ministry and you could end up following Satan. Let me try to explain myself to you. You could have went into the ministry with an open heart, really on fire for the Lord, but through all the pleasures with all the money, you could have sold your soul to Satan. Therefore, you're taking multiple of people to the pit of hell. I'm here to warn you today that your preacher, that your pastor, that your priest could possibly be going to hell and taking you with him. So the Bible is very clear what they did. There was greater judgment. And Jesus declared in his declaration to the hypocrites, what did they do? They were making long prayers for show. And at the same time, they were devouring widows' houses. And the Bible says that they too would receive a greater condemnation. This is what Jesus Christ was saying in Mark chapter 12, verse 40. Who devour widows' houses, and for appearance sakes, they offer long prayers, and these will receive greater condemnation. Jesus said the ministers, the priests, the pastors would receive greater condemnation than the common sinner. So those of you guys that are just common sinners and you like to cuss a little bit and drink and raise a little hell, I'm trying to tell you something. That the Bible says that pastor on the pulpit who thinks he's better than you because he's got the pulpit, he's actually will have more condemnation on him than you. You that drink a beer and you just sort of relax a little bit, cuss a little bit. God says even the common sinner will not be as judged as hard as the pastor on the pulpit or the priest who he's like a funnel where Satan just speaks through. Greater condemnation. He thinks because of his long prayers, he thinks somehow he's going to heaven by all of his church attendance. He thinks he's going to heaven by his religion. And God says, you are going to receive greater... No, Jesus said, Jesus God, he said, you're going to receive greater condemnation than the common sinner. Judgment. Because false teachers, because they are unqualified by Jesus, and they had the most destructive influence in the whole history of Christianity. And so James was saying this, the damage of wrong teaching was going to destroy the whole church, was going to destroy the history of Christianity. And so we see this untold damage, We see it today through Christianity in the church. It's so much damage, it's like destroyed, collapse. So this text about the judgment that teachers shall receive, it cannot be impressed too deeply upon all who teach today, whether professionally or as volunteers, man. I'm here to tell you, man, it is so serious. And I see more and more churches going up, more and more evil going up. And it can't be impressed more that we'd get back to the real gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we really need him now. But I'm here to tell you that your pastor is probably going to hell, and he possibly could be going to hell, and he could be taking you with him. He could be taking you with him. So the Bible says, in Isaiah, though, even those I will bring my holy to my holy mountain. I want to bring you to my altar. And but he says this, has this house which I call by my name become a den of robbers in your sight? How many times did the church become thieves in history? Over and over and over again. The church was the very one to thieve or to rob you. To take your money. For an example, did you know that every church in America, a lot of them now, are offering tithes before the sermon? Could you imagine when you go to the mechanic, he says, I want you to pay me before you fix my car? Could you imagine, he says, pay me, but I'm like, you haven't even fixed my car, you haven't done nothing. The church now are moving to guaranteed payment. Doesn't matter how I preach, I am going to give my tithe. Normally how it was, you would get paid by your preaching. That means if you preached a good message and people liked it and they were touched by God, then they would give according to their heart's desires. No. No, they don't do that now. They make you tithe before the sermon. It's so evil and it's really not God. Come on, somebody. But it's happened over and over in the Bible. Jesus was not welcomed at the church. Today they've taken Jesus and the cross out of the church. They demand tithe before the sermon. And now I'm here to tell you that Jesus would go probably to your church and say, you guys are a bunch of den of robbers. Why? Because you put millions and thousands of dollars into your building and less into the people. Why don't you start investing in the people and not your building? Come on, somebody. Or stop worshiping your pastor, who is literally demonic and from Satan and leading you to the pit of hell. Oh, come on, somebody. This is why we need Jesus back in America. And so in Luke 19:45, then Jesus entered into the temple courts and began to drive out those who were selling there. Yes. Luke 19:46, he declared to them, it is written, my house will be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of robbers. Yes, we need Jesus back in our churches, don't we? If you are called to the ministry, that's great. And I want to encourage you to go with that. And there's no better thing than to follow Jesus. But there is an evil. The beast children. The churches have turned corrupt. And this is why we need Jesus to be focused back on the church. I want to encourage you guys to bring Jesus Christ to the forefront of your church, to the head of your church. And if you go to a church and there's no cross or no pictures of Jesus, then you need to get out of that church. And you need to go to a church. You need to go to a church that really glorifies Jesus Christ. And we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
myself alone. Surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends, I found myself further and further from my home. And I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about paying or even how much I owe. Yeah.